This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Fading out there was Retro by Childish Gambino, but we are joined on the line by Ashley Watson. Ashley, how are you going?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Ashley, you are here because you have just released your new single, Little Love. Tell us a little bit about your music. So you play a bit of jazz and a bit of soul. How would you define your genre?
I would say that I'm retro soul. Sure. I get a lot of my inspiration from jazz, and I do play in a jazz band as well, so I definitely have a love for it.
Sorry, just got caught there. So you actually started your music career at the age of 14, with your band Sweethearts, and you performed at two prestigious events. So you played at the Parida, the Parida Soul Festival in Italy, and the Montreal Jazz Festival in Switzerland, which is amazing. From such a young age, did you realise the gravitation that these events would have on the development of your blossoming career in music?
I think at the time I really recognised how big they were, just like by the sheer size of the crowd. It was crazy. And moving forward, I don't think I've really done something quite as big as that since. So, yeah, I kind of look back and I go, wow, that was really big at the time.
How did you get over there? Was that your parents taking you all that way, or how did that come about?
So the band travels there when they're invited. I think bands can maybe apply, or they get invited to these shows. And so the whole band just travels together with the band managers. The parents don't really go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're really out on your own. And, it's an intense experience for a school-age kid.
So your music, you're saying, is a little bit like retro jazz and retro soul. What are your thoughts on sort of re-emergence of jazz in mainstream or popular, so with bands like Bad Bad Not Good, and more, so it's becoming a little bit more popular? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I always hoped that this kind of music would come back around to me, because I was always concerned that trying to pursue this career would be really hard, because there just wasn't any kind of music like that out there. And then all of a sudden there was Amy Winehouse, and all of a sudden there was, you know, even Bruno Mars is so heavily funk and retro based and inspired. So I just feel like it's a really good time for someone like me to be emerging.
And for your recent single, Little Love, it was produced by, and I hope I get the pronunciation of this correct, but is it Warren Hewitt?
Warren Hewitt, yeah.
Hewitt, there we go. I gave it a crack. Who previously also worked with acts like Aerosmith, The Fray, and James Blunt, just to name a few. What was it like to work with such a renowned industry professional?
It was great. Like, it was a bit intimidating because I've only really done, like, smaller recording sessions here in Australia. So he moves really fast, as I'm sure, like, a lot of professional producers do. But it also put me on the spot, and, like, I had to learn really quickly. But then he also delivered a really fantastic product. So I'm really, really glad I took the plunge and went over there to work with him.
And so where was that, in America or was that in the UK?
It was in LA.
In LA. That would have been exciting.
Yeah.
How long did you spend over there?
So I went over there for 2 weeks to work with him and sightsee a little bit last year.
Oh, amazing.
And Ashley, are you from Melbourne?
Yes, yeah.
Ah, cool. And so where to from here? What's up next for, are you doing any shows around Australia, touring at all?
Not at the moment. I'm part of a few other bands that play a few of my originals. So my band, the Blue Tone Assembly, is a jazz band, and we gig around Melbourne. But in terms of just me and my stuff, I'm just working on my repertoire now to build enough to be able to do a decent show, and then hopefully being able to tour around Melbourne would be the goal.
I mean, I have a lot of friends that get into it. I'm not specifically into it, but from what they've said, the scene in Melbourne is quite big for jazz. Is that right?
Yeah, there's definitely a few top jazz bars, and even soul, like at the Cherry Bar, I know, does like a soul evening, so something like that. It's definitely well appreciated in Melbourne for sure.
Yeah. And I also read that some years back you had an interesting experience of performing for the group The Four Tops in their dressing room before their Melbourne show. This kind of experience actually seems so surreal. And how did it actually come about?
So So the band, Sweethearts, again, we went to see the show just for inspiration, and the band manager was able to get us backstage to actually meet them. And then all of a sudden, the band manager's like, Ash, why don't you sing Baby, I Need Your Loving? Because it's like, that's their song, and that was the song that I sung within the band.
Oh, wow.
So we just literally spontaneously broke out into that, and we did a cappella, and the backing singers did their bits, and yeah, it was so intimidating, but they were awesome.
That would be incredibly daunting. That'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
We're gonna play the song that you did work on over in LA. This is Little Love. This is your latest one. Can you tell us a bit about it, where it came from, what it means?
Sure. Well, the idea for it actually just came while I was driving. Like, I get a lot of my ideas while I'm driving because I find that very therapeutic. Like,
cool.
not when there's traffic, that's not therapeutic.
I was going to say, not in the traffic.
Yeah. And it's really just all about only ever having small love affairs and never finding your one big true love.
Awesome. Oh, well, beautiful. This is Little Love by Ashley Watson. You're on Sydney 90.7. Thank you so much for coming in, Ashley.
Thanks
really
so much, Ashley.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Best of luck.
All the best. See you later.
Thank you.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.